This is CliffCentral.com.
Please,
hey guys, listen. No, stop. Everybody listen. I love you guys. I'm not taking a single photo today. It's my day. Don't follow us, please. I love you guys. You're so good to us. You're so awesome. No, that's not just one. Hey, I'm right here.
Just my God.
But you guys, don't follow us, please. I love you guys. Do not follow us, okay? It's too much. Sweetie?
That is Ian Somerhalder. He is best known for his role as Damon on Vampire Diaries. He was leaving a hotel room. Fans wanted to take a picture with him, and he refused. So we are going to investigate, as the worst guys, how much access do we have to our public figures? Is it their duty? Is it their responsibility? Or is there a line?
All she needed was some.
My name is Mark Judy. I'm hanging out with Rhea Besusasele,
the one and only.
We are the worst guys. Coming to you from CliffCentral.com.
Wake up.
We hope you're waking up. It doesn't have to be the morning for you to get up, yo. See the world around you. There's a lot going on. Yeah, man. So, as you heard, we are talking about our access to public figures. How much do we have a right to be involved in our heroes' lives and people who are in the limelight and who are stars, essentially? Not even politicians included. I think this is a very... topical thing right now, because we look at Malusi Kigaba and his sex tape that came out, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But yeah, man, when you put yourself in the public eye, how much can you avoid being harassed, being followed, being annoyed by the paparazzi? Or is that part and parcel of the job? Right. So with this in mind, we want to dive into the very Ian Somerhalder that we just listened to on that clip. So he's walking out. He wants to have a day to himself. But fans are literally crying to take a picture of him. And I'm of the opinion that he kind of has to. It's his duty. That's part of his job. I mean, those are the people who got him to where he is, who love him. And when he was becoming an actor, this is what he knew was going to happen. But Rhea Besusasele over here begs to differ. What's your opinion on this one, boy?
No. I strongly believe that what he did was cool. Was all right.
Yeah.
Like, number one, man's arsed. He didn't speak disrespectfully. He didn't speak in any, you know, aggressive tone, in a rude way. He was just like, hey, guys, I'm just asking for one day off. That's all I need from you guys. Can you please extend, you know, that favor to me? All right?
Mm.
And it's not like he completely disregarded their existence. All right? He acknowledged them as human beings, all of them. He addressed all of them at that one moment, and then carried on with his life, or tried to, because it didn't, like, from what I saw in the video, it didn't even look like he succeeded, because whilst still trying to get through the crowd of people, like, after saying that maybe it was a language barrier, because it sounded like the fans were maybe like Portuguese or Spanish or something like that, or whatever the case may be. But like, dude, man just wanted one day, 24 hours, not even, because a lot of that time is spent sleeping. One day. You're telling me you can't have one day out of 365?
You don't think he has a responsibility to his fans, though? Because let's think about Stan, the original obsessive fan who didn't get mail back from Eminem, whatever, and apparently it's a kind of a true story. but these are people who engage with you as somebody that they look up to, who inspires them. For them, that moment could have been so incredible. It could have changed that fan's life forever, you know. And you look at somebody like David Beckham when he was in South Africa. You know, a lot of the Cliff Central peeps went to go meet him. And he goes around and he shakes every single person's hand in the room. And I think that takes some insane humility, because, or grace even, because he understands that for those people whose hands he shook, that moment will remain with them probably for the rest of their lives. Be like, yo, I shook David Beckham's hand. And let's say there were 15 people in that scene. If he took a picture with all 15, or maybe one that they all shared together, let's take one big picture, y'all email each other, whatever. Figure it out yourselves. But I think to completely deny it is a denial of what you are, and what you represent. You do represent the people as somebody who's famous.
But you represent yourself first. You're an individual before you're an individual for the people.
Sometimes I don't think so.
Yeah. No, but at the end of...
Like a civil servant, somebody like a politician, we get upset at them because they're richer than the people. So we say your duty as a civil servant, the reason why you go up into that position is in order to provide for the people and to make lives of the people better. And if you don't do that, then that's when we get upset. So I think that's a similar scenario where it's like the people are more important than yourself, because you've availed yourself to the people. You've opened yourself out publicly, you know. And this is genuinely something that I'm not sure about, because obviously everybody has a right to privacy. And I think eventually it does get tiring or boring. But I imagine people embracing it, you know, like Rihanna knows how to work the cameras.
Yeah.
And if it gets to a point where people are really that bad, get security guards. Kim Kardashian, people don't stop taking pictures of her, but they don't necessarily take pictures with her. They found a style. Security guards block the male fans and they just walk, and everybody takes pictures of Kim Kardashian. Boom, boom, boom. There's my big booty. Boom, boom, boom. Done. You know what I'm saying?
Each to their own, bruh. This guy, I feel like he may have had some experiences that led up to him actually addressing the people that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's gone through for him to actually... What if there's been like a Mal fan? Mm-hmm. Like an actual stan, like a colimental stan, you know? And the way... Like from what you're saying, I gather that whenever a fan needs some attention, it is my duty, which it is not. It's my duty to deliver the art that made them fall in love with me. Mm-hmm. It's my duty to continue providing them with the entertainment that they fell in love with, all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, I don't always have to fall in line with what they want to do, because then I'm doing everything for them and not necessarily for myself, for my own fulfillment. It's the same way when J. Cole had that person tweet him, this little kid with a gun to his sister's head. He said, yeah, well, J. Cole, if you don't retweet this, I'm going to pop my sister. You telling me J. Cole is now obligated to do that? He doesn't know if this is a hoax. He doesn't know if this is somebody just catfishing him or some shit like that. But now you telling me he's obligated, and that's supposed to fall on his shoulders? This actor is now supposed, if this girl commits suicide after not getting a picture, is that supposed to fall on his shoulders? It's not his responsibility.
Okay. So then how do we draw the line? I mean, we gotta have access, or we have access to these guys.
Yes. Us so, as humans, we I'm need saying, to understand, bro. You're human as well.
Yeah. But that means that we must accept whatever comes out. Like, Gigaba, I don't know why this is such a big issue. You know, I saw an article in The Citizen about him now shaking hands. All the politicians whose hands he's shaken in the past, oh, they're so bleak now, because now we know where those hands have been.
Oh, man, like, do you not hold your own fucking penis? Own veg. Come on, grow up. Grow the fuck up. Right now, today even, you're going to walk out of the bathroom and there's probably going to be somebody out of 10 niggas. That's one thing that's really disturbing about men. Out of 10 niggas that go into the bathroom, about 7 don't wash their hands. Straight up. Straight up. I'm not even gonna
And
lie.
You know it's happened to you. You come out of the toilet while you've been shitting and you slap that mobs out. You know, and the toilet paper just slides a little bit.
Yeah, like you didn't collect too enough.
Enough, yeah.
And it just breaks through. You just break through.
Hey, you can try and wash your hands, but you know you're like, ass is still there.
Or the toilet.
Yeah, so people are still people at the end of the day, whether they're celebrated persons or not.
Yeah. And we're trying to unlearn being stupid. That was one of the things we're trying to unlearn right now. Because, like, dude, if... Oh, my gosh. Like, if... How do these politicians... No wonder we South Africans in such shit.
Right.
Our politicians are worried about...
My 16.
Oh, my God, I've touched Kikawa's hand. Dude.
Would you ever release a 16? Or would you ever make one? Have you made one?
I haven't had one that's been released. That was the most fire line by one of my clients. One of my clients comes into the store. I didn't even know this Kikawa thing happened. Dude, he just opens up his Twitter. And you know how Tswana people and Bedi people, they talk fast. I'm trying to still catch up with what he's saying, bro. When he opens the picture, I just see a nigga's dick in my face. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? It's like... past 10 in the morning, I don't want to be looking at niggas hardcore digs in the morning. And not my ministers. Now you're telling me it's my ministers on that? I don't even see the face. I just see this, you know, close up.
Mm-hmm.
The disturbing close up. So afterwards, he tells me it's Kikawa. And I ask him, have you ever had, you know, you're saying Kikawa shouldn't have preempted everybody's, you know, response. You should have just let it play out and fizzle out, you know, it's your own privacy. That shit got out, it's not your fault, you know. He says he hasn't had. I asked him, have you ever had one come out or made a sex tape? He's like, I haven't made a sex tape that's come out.
I don't know if I'd ever do it though, just because of that risk.
Yeah, so now you're not gonna live out that experience just because you're scared of what now. That's again. Then now you being even more of a slave for the public. Now you, whenever they want pictures, yes, Mark is there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I want to record myself having sex. Oh, no, I can't, just because in case the public hack me and... No, fuck that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I struggle with our access to these guys and why society can determine what you do. As cool as wrong or right, or you know how we judge the people who are above us on a higher bar or higher pedestal. Is it because they've done so well and they're so successful that we expect them to be better than us? Are we saying by literally celebrating these people, are we saying, yeah, you're fucking awesome, well done, but at the same time you're still a human being? And
exactly.
I want to take a picture with you whenever I want, you know. So for me, it's I have a problem with that access, you know. At which point do we close it off? And in fact, not even just close it off. I think about the people who have made you, you know. When you're a politician, your responsibility is the voters because they've made you their electorate. When you are a musician, your responsibility is to your fans because they've made you a musician.
No.
So if somebody buys a CD, this is an example I heard. If somebody buys a CD, it was actually from, who's the guy who plays the trumpet in Mikasa? I've forgotten his name. Timo, Tebow, what?
Yeah.
He says that if somebody buys your CD... He has to take a picture with a fan because he used to hate it, people coming up to him, taking a picture. But that's the life that he's committed to.
Yeah.
What if this person has bought his CD, is a fan, comes to you, is like, yo, this guy wouldn't sign my CD, I'm going home. And then they go home, they trash your posters, they throw away everything. And, you know, you've lost somebody now.
That's immature.
Yeah.
That's totally
but
immature.
But that's how inspired you make people.
Yeah, I understand that, dude. So I should also inspire you to have common sense, my guy. Dude, artists have album signing days. Sit days. Do you know how many albums they sign? Like, for example, AKA, Nasty C, Casper Nyovest, they're about to drop their album, or they drop their album, and they go into music, and then they set the dates. They go from Cape Town, Durban, Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, cities nationwide. They set a date, a specific date. Yo, guys, I'm all going to be here. I'm going to be here at this time for this amount of time. Come through with your CDs. Buy one there. I'll sign it. They make time for the people. So at the same time, now when one of these artists come into the store, into Louis Vuitton, and other people from outside can see that, okay, the star is now in the store. Now you're going to come from outside and come to stare somebody when they just want to do some young shopping, you know. When that person says, no, I don't get, oh, look at this asshole, doesn't want to take a picture with a fan. Dude, you're telling me, like, I'm going to go buy a bag for my wife. Boom. I must take a picture. Then I want to go buy food afterwards. Boom. I must take a picture. I'll go to the bathroom. The guy cleaning the bathroom. I must take a picture. Everywhere, car gone. I must take a picture. Boom. Security boom gates at home. I must take a picture. Nah, dog. You already live your life in front of the camera. That's your bread and butter. You know, for me, what my mentor actually like made sense of, like, why I love my own personal space after work. You know, I don't like going out. I don't like clubs that much. I really don't. It's not my scene. Right. And he explained, and I kind of understand where he's coming from. He explained it as like the way, because he used to work in retail. 9 hours. He's just interacting with people. 9 hours. His whole day. So when he's done with that, he did not want to be around people at all. He just wanted to be in his own peace and quiet. His wife, on the other hand, she works in like office job. So she's in that cubicle whole day. After work, what does she want to do? She wants to engage with people, interact.
Uh-oh, here come the cheating.
Not really, because man just stays at home, you know? When she says, baby, let's go out. Oh, on her part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Hey, women cheat too.
Watch out. You know? So now, she wants to go hit the club. She wants to go out for dinner. That's the last thing on his mind. You know? He says, yo, babe, go do your clubbing. I'll be right here, sitting in the dark, just being in my own personal space. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own way of dealing with it. And we can't say that one way is right and the other way is not right. I won't accept being a slave for the people. I'm sorry. Straight up. Straight up. There's going to be times. Dude.
The people are crazy.
Yes. There'll be times when you're on your way to the hospital, my guy. Your way to the hospital. And you're telling me that I'm going to still take a picture. You know? The nurse is trying to take my vitals over here before I see the doctor. And as soon as she's finished, I can understand that afterwards. She's like, so, can I take a picture? But you can see that I'm not while I'm here at the fucking doctor for a reason. Can I just at least see the doctor?
I'm going to put the drip in. It's someone, the doctor, who asked for a picture. Okay, you're dying. I'm going to put the drip in and then we're going to take a quick selfie before you pass out.
All right? Can I not just see the doctor, get all the medication, get the drip, feel a little bit better before you want to take a picture?
I think this leads to the idea of the people, like, for example, the people killing Michael Jackson.
Yes.
The people killed Michael Jackson. And this is actually what I want to get to. The standard that we have for celebrated people, what we expect them to be, and in comparison to ourselves even, you know, we're quick to throw judgment to people, but our own lives have scars or secrets or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
But Drake has a kid from a strip, and we're like, oh my god,
but
Drake, like, is a bad dad. We don't know that story, you know what I'm saying?
We probably went to school with somebody's dad who was like, had a baby with a stripper as well.
Yeah, maybe you're a son of a stripper if you are.
Exactly.
It's cool, it's okay.
But you're out here, oh, Drake got a baby. Yeah, your mom is a stripper.
Dog.
What are you going to say now?
Yeah.
You know, we're quick to judge as people.
So especially, this is the thing, I think the industries also matter, because I think especially with actors, we push them to be this perfect thing. And if you're not that, you're fucked. Do you know what I'm saying? The people won't buy you. We've spoken a lot about adding the extra cheese and making yourself likable and edible in the public eye. And I think a lot of that has to do with pretending that everything is perfect. You know, not necessarily pretending. Some people are like better at life than others. Let's not lie about that. Like, I think Amanda DuPont has got it on lock, you know, in terms of just her lifestyle and what she does, keeping healthy, keeping fit, mental, spiritual. So those are the things that we look up to in people. But I guess maybe because you are in the limelight, it also opens up your flaws. So nobody can ever only just look at the good inside of you. You know,
they need to see the bad as well. You need to know me as a whole. But at the set,
but then what am I doing? Am I hiding it or am I showing it? Because if I hide it, the sex tape is going to come out. But if I show it, I'm a Neanderthal, I'm a scoundrel, I'm a worse guy. If I show you my bad side, we'll fucking show you. And then you decide, because you know exactly that you're just like us.
I'm not clean.
I'm never been.
Like I'm clean.
Yeah,
so if that shit comes out, I did that.
Yeah.
Nobody knows myself like I know myself. And nobody's gonna try and bring shame upon me or force me to feel shame for myself. Dude, sex tape comes out, that's my dick.
Now I'm at peace with my God.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
I recorded that with my own personal device. How y'all motherfuckers got that is not my problem. But enjoy.
Enjoy.
Learn something.
Anyway, man, you're hanging out with the worst guys. Thank you for choosing to listen to us and downloading this podcast. You can also hit us up on social media. Join the conversation, man. We want to know what y'all think. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. You can hit us up on Facebook, The Worst Guys, one word. You can also hit us up on the Instagram streets if you want to slide in the DMs. If you want to pay us to create some content, that's cool too, you know, because that happens these days. Just holler at us. Say, hey, look at the video. We'll pay you in dollars.
Exactly. I was just about to say, Mark completely forgot to just mention to the people that we only deal in dollars.
Dollars.
Dollars and pounds, because we heavyweight.
Man. You're hanging with The Worst Guys. Guys, the sophisticated goons would tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Instagram my stack load, hashtag my day wearing your girl. Yo. So I think this conversation is leading to the point where we try to find out how much the people can control access to your life. You know, we look at people like Double HP. I think part of the reason was the people. He was apparently a part of the reason why he excommunicated himself was because he wasn't selling. You know, as a rapper who's been in the game for so long, he almost became irrelevant, and that kind of led to his depression. But I guess that's the risk you take as an artist. Maybe they won't love you. You know, no.
Adapt or die, bro.
Yeah.
Adapt or die. Slicker comes from the same era, dog. Why is Slicker still alive? Proverb comes from the same era. Why Proverb still alive?
I understand
that you're going through some shit, dog. Aye, man. For how long are we always going to be... Like, right now... I'm still trying to understand, like, figure out how to deal with, you know, suicide. Because... at the same time, you want to feel like, yo, bruh, understand how you feel. But at the same time, what you do was fucking selfish. And it was the easy way. You chose the easy way. Now we got to deal with it.
I don't know. It's kind of... this is funny because you didn't have a choice about whether you were going to be here or not, right? So I think you saying no thank you is perfectly fine. And that's what suicide is for me. You're like, oh shit, okay, fuck. No, not for me, thanks. All right, cool. Peace out, guys. Next one. And he's gone, you know? So that's also the thing that I struggle with suicide. Life is hard enough that I understand it. But I also do believe that there is light. And where there's light, we should move to, you know, and you should know that there's light as a human being. It's never all dark, ever. And I don't think it's even darker than it is light.
it's not even always, it's never always light either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's part and parcel of the game. Mm. You know, so that's the people killed WHP. Who else did the people kill? The people killed Michael Jackson.
Mm.
I don't know why we treated him like this. You know.
The people are finna kill Bill Cosby.
Bah, he's already gone. He's out, he's out, he's out.
No, no, I'm saying like, he's still like, every single time he thinks it's over and then something else comes up. Like, man's not going to run away from this.
Who else have the people killed? The people, and I'm very hesitant to say this, killed Mac Miller. Because although it wasn't a suicide, he was just like, he was enough. He was enough of us.
Yeah, I don't think the people killed Mac Miller. I think there's situations in his life where he used music as his release and the people resonated with that. I think people understood Mac Miller's one a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the people. I think there was something deeper than...
But he did mention that fame was part of the reason for his depression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was just like a side salad.
Mm.
It's part of it. It wasn't the pop. It wasn't the meat.
The main thing.
Exactly.
And then let's look at somebody like Avicii. Who, because of the demand of the people, he performed way too much and he burned himself out. And the only way to keep up was to take all his drugs. And eventually, he died. So I also think the people killed Avicii, you know. So at which point do the people have no rights?
Ever.
The people never have a right.
No, dude.
Just know.
Yes, dude, like honestly, bro. Like, if you choose to support me and my art, you're supporting it because it's quality, or you like it, or for whatever reason.
So if you see me in person, it's a pox that you even saw me. Never mind, because you're in love with the art. As a person who's never met me before, you like my music, so you must. The music's the only access you have to me. I've given so much of myself already in the music or in the performance, whatever the case might be. Everything else is just extra, actually. I'm doing you a favor.
To a certain degree, though. Like, I don't really... Like, what do you want from me?
Because
there'll always be something more. Once you give them access to this, the next
can
time...
Can I come to your house for a bra?
They need more, you know? And then
can I stay over?
And then they need more.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I just want to hop in the shower quick.
And then they need more.
Dude, are you leaving your wife here or what?
See what I'm saying? It never, ever stops.
Can I use your condoms? Like, I came with the choice, but I see your feather lights over there. So
yeah, no. Me 0-0 on that game, bro. 0-0. Plastic. Yo, why must I now choke my moves, right?
Nyamatunyama. Is the shit.
And baby girl, you know it is. Ooh yeah.
Said nyamatunyama.
Nyamatunyama.
Is the shit.
Is the shit.
Baby girl, you know it.
You know it's true.
Is. Ooh yeah. Nyamatunyama is the shit.
Yeah, I ain't go. Worst guys ain't never tell no lie.
Ain't never tell no lie. Welcome to the show.
You know as well.
You hanging out with the worst guys, sophisticated goons. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Yes,
and speaking of, let's get into those news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. The news is more important than throwing money away in the street.
Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy.
All right. New stories that have caught our attention over the last week. Obviously, we've spoken a little bit about Malusi Gigaba and his penis flying around the nation. We'll get over it. I think.
I already am. And there are a lot of people who already are.
Can I tell the most, I don't know if this is sinister, but I really think all the news and the stories that we hear and everything from murders to rapists to bombings to school shootings to racist outrage, it's all because we're fucking bored and we want something to talk about. We need something to talk about, otherwise we'll fucking lose our minds. Because when you actually look at human beings as a whole, not from your own tunnel vision of what you think or believe a human being is supposed to be, we're like, we're out here. We're wild as fuck. There are people who fuck horses, dude.
For years.
Not, bro.
Also putting things up. Also going into the emergency room at hospital because something won't come out of their ass or the vag. And they had too much fun.
It's a fucking can or something like that. Dude. Outrageous. Dude, so I our world is crazy and people are insane. So I think I genuinely do believe that all this shit is just so we can talk about some shit while we pass the time here on our experience down here on this here earth. But anyway, that's that one. And then I don't know why this story killed me. It really shouldn't. But a farmer was killed chasing a cash in transit vehicle in Freyheit. I'm like, dog, what are you doing? You see this vigilante shit? You see, I'm Batman. Or how would a Buddha say, Eka's Batman? And it's like, hey, yalla. Yes, I lost my health.
No, you see, but that's the thing. When you don't have access to the news and see, hey, these niggas don't play. They
carry
shoot.
Automatic rifles.
You know, they don't carry a John Deere tractor in their back pocket. These niggas will...
Hey, mana!
Oh, yes, this mana. And had groot guns. Mana, luister.
Luister, expel it.
Yeah, what in?
Yeah, expel it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You listen to 55% Afrikaans right here, you know, but we try. Let me hear you speak Zulu, white man.
Yeah.
Speak. All right, and also a bit of sad news, but the news that we've known and understood for a while, the unemployment rate has gone up in the country for this quarter. Once again, it went up by 0.3% to 27.5%, which is a lot. So the greater the unemployment rate is basically the greater region of Joburg in this country is unemployed, if you think about the numbers. You see, everyone you see when you came here in your traffic, unemployed. So, in terms of the country now, I hope you understand what I mean.
Yeah, you're just making reference.
Yeah. So, it's just, the economy is pinching everyone, man. And I don't know how to feel about telling people, just go out there and do it yourself. Because even running a business is fucking insane. Finding money for that shit. Finding people who are going to buy your products. People aren't buying shit. People aren't investing, you know. And there always will be outliers, that's for sure. But it is insane, man. And I don't know how to motivate y'all. If you're listening to this as an unemployed nigga, firstly, I don't know where you got the data, but good on you. You're spending the data wisely. I don't know how to motivate you. I don't know what to say because you could lose. But...
is it not better to lose having tried?
Yeah. And never having stopped trying.
Yeah. Because, like, otherwise, you'll never know. Mm. And that'll eat you even more.
Mm.
That'll kill you.
Yeah. But I am worried, man. This country is not conducive to growth at the moment. We're at a time when we really, really need it, you know. I think if jobs were some, you know, we listened to Tito Mboweni's speech and it
I thought you were talking about the song and I'm like, what about a song?
No, we don't listen to Casper. So anyway, you listen to Tito Mboweni's speech and it's the same regurgitated bullshit. We need to make sure we have jobs for the people who work the land. Wada. And my only solution is building a business, you know. But I think the key in building a business is that you have to do it because you see a problem and your business would provide that solution to the problem. So that's my motivation, I think. But that's the current situation of our country. They must not lie to you. The state of a nation is in a shambles. Only we can save it. And the last story, which is also another doozy... There was an earthquake in New Zealand, right? And the news articles, the first thing is like, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle safe after earthquake in New Zealand. Fuck every other person who is there. As long as Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are safe, we're good. We're good. The nation is fine. Which is also another thing that ties into what we're talking about. You know, the royal family. Mm. They're so celebrated. People follow these people all around the world. There's rules to what they can and can't do. But Meghan Markle's obviously coming in with the rebellion. She is hip-hop. Because even Kate Middleton's now coming out wearing designer clothes. She's also being a little bit risque. So why do we have the right to say that to people? You know, it's like, no. You guys are royal family. You guys are more important than everybody else. So there's an earthquake here, but as long as the world knows that y'all are good, then the world is good. You know, it kind of reminds me of a Mac Miller line where he's like, in the scoop of heaven, he's like, I heard ain't nobody famous up in heaven. Everybody the same, just kick it up there in heaven, cause nobody going change, you know? And I truly resonate to that. I think in a perfect world, there's no one who's valued more than another, you know? But as we know, life is the will to power, and we all want to be the best, the greatest, the best, the biggest, the most boss, whatever. I just hope we get to a place where whatever you are is valuable. Like, even as a midget, you're a steri, you know. I don't see those people who have always been seen as outliers, midgets, albinos, whatever, as different to having a full and beautiful human experience. I don't think they've been cheated or robbed of anything. I think life is good at all times. And I pray that I have the grace to continue this. Let's say my legs get chopped off somewhere. You never know, man. There's nothing in this life is guaranteed. So I'm just praying that I have the grace to accept that if I'm breathing, I'm happy and I'm grateful. But anyway, those are the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. Now we're about to wrap out with the Worst Guys Cypher. I don't know if you know, but the Worst Guys, we make music on the spot whenever we want because we can. And it's always hot. So if this is the first time tuning into the show, firstly, where have you been? And secondly, you're about to go in for a treat, mate. This is definitely our favorite part of this show because we just pick an instrumental off the interwebs and then we see what we can do for you. Please don't ask us to take pictures, you know. Oh, but really, though, just ask me to take a picture. Even if you don't know what I do, if you see me in the mall, just be like, yo, bro. Cool. We're about to wrap out with the Worst Guys Cypher, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone. Let me be alone.
Let me be alone. Let me be alone.
Alone.
Stop ringing my phone. Stop ringing my phone. I'm out here dodging cover traffic kind of cones. I'm out here driving coffee traffic from combs. Whoa, where did that go? But I was trying to say I'm out here dodging traffic cones. And now I said it correct. And everybody respect. Because even if I lose it, I get it back. I get it back. This shit is what I do. I come on the beat. I come and attack. And I know I'm doing what I do. I'm so relaxed. Because I blaze in the morning. And I know the facts. The facts are displayed on the score sheet. You see that I'm winning. 5-4-3, 5-4-3-2-1. I've got the gun. I'm winning. I got the power. I'm shooting the school. I'm like the white fool who doesn't give a fuck about not having guns, my bro. So let me carry a rifle or two. Assassinate you.
Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Let me be alone. Let me be alone. Alone.
alone. Let me be alone, alone, alone. Hey, I can never be alone in this whole world. Even though sometimes I might want to be alone with my baby girl, the whole world wouldn't even want to. Let me breathe, let me speak, let me get some things off my mentality, off of my brain. I gotta go sometimes, oh so insane, just to get the message across to the people, just to let them act sane. Hey, can we just act plain, a little normal? I know you don't like to conform to the norm, but sometimes I gotta be a little bit boring. I gotta be a bit of a savage, just to manage, just to handle all these savages out here. I walk around like I don't have fear, but fear lives inside me. It motivates me. It should motivate you to do what you wanna do and pursue your dreams. Make the motherfucker come true. Let me be alone. Let me be alone. Let me be alone when I wanna be alone, when I need to be alone. Alone. Let me be alone.
Worst. This is CliffCentral.com.